That way we can start marking out cards and changing the time on them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is the 25th day of August, 2025. It is 9 a.m. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge Lee LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct Number 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared Lee. We will begin with a prayer and a pledge. Commissioner Lee, say a little prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come together, Lord, to take care of the county's business, Lord. Give us knowledge and wisdom to make the right decisions for the county, Lord, to be pleasing in your eyes, Lord. Just thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this county and the beautiful country we have, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All right. It is 9 a.m. We are going to begin a public hearing to consider continuing to fund the preservation and restoration of records archives plan for 2026 for the county clerk. And with that being said, in matters of exceptional interest, the court may, by the majority vote of the members of this court in attendance at the meeting, either shorten or lengthen the time allocated for all members of the public and or the amount of time allocated for all agenda items and or a specific item. It is the intention of this court to provide an open access to the citizens of Marion County to address the commissioner's court and express themselves on issues of county government. Members of the public are reminded that the Marion County Commissioner's Court is a constitutional court with both judicial and legislative powers created under the Texas Constitution. As a constitutional court, the Marion County Commissioner's Court also possesses the powers to issue a contempt of court citation, also under the local government code. Accordingly, members of the public in attendance at any regular, special, or emergency meeting of the court shall conduct themselves with proper respect and decorum in speaking to and or addressing the court, in participating in public discussions before the court, and in all actions in the presence of the court. Proper attire for men, women, and children is mandatory. Those members of the public who are inappropriately attired and or who do not conduct themselves in an orderly and appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refusal to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting will result in a contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is the intention of the court to allow a member or members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or any member or members of the court individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, and threatening language directed towards the court and or any person in the court's presence and or racial, ethnic, or gender slurs will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the commissioner's court, including criticism of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or service. Violation of these rules may result in the following sanctions. Number one, cancellation of the speaker's remaining time. Number two, removal from the commissioner's courtroom. Number three, contempt of citation. Or number four, such other civil and or criminal sanctions as may be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the state of Texas. Would anyone like to speak on the preservation and restoration of records archive plan for 2026 for the county clerk? Hearing none, call once, call twice. So we will move to the consent agenda.
I do need to announce a manual check. We had already closed out the vendors for this period of August 25th, and we have received from Chambers Construction for invoices, so we decided to go ahead and do a manual check. The check number is 83356. It is to Chambers Constructions LLC in the amount of $16,000.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the manual check, 83356, in a dollar amount of $16,000 for Chambers Construction.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, seconded by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This is where we're going to start getting those court. We're going to try to get some of this stuff out. Item number four, consider for approval salaries, expenses, and allowances of elected county and precinct officials as presented in proposed 2026 budget per local government code 152.013.
I got nothing. No.
I'll entertain a motion, gentlemen.
I make a motion to approve salaries, expenses, and allowances of elected county and precinct officials as presented in proposed 2026 budget per LGC 152.013.
Second. Motion made by Patterson, seconded by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven, the court annual compensation order is 276 court report. That is a non-action item. Item number eight, the court annual compensation order, the 115th court report. That also is a non-action item. Item number nine, record 2026 annual compensation order for the Marion County Auditor. Also a non-action item. We will move to item number 21. There's not skipping a bunch of that stuff because that has to be a bunch of items that are not going to approve yet. So item 21, discuss and take necessary action on the MEMS Volunteer Fire Department Building Lease DACW 63-1-13-0842 with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Friends of Lathrop Pines. Gentlemen, they are here if you have any questions. Do y'all want to make a presentation or anything, or are you good to go?
They need to sign that. You need to sign it, they need to sign it. You have it in there.
Do you have any questions?
Gentlemen, we will entertain any questions if you guys got any.
You would. Motion to take the necessary action on the MEMS Volunteer Fire Department Building Lease, DACW 63-1-13-0842 with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Friends of Lathrop Pines.
In the affirmative, correct?
Yes.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, seconded by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Before you guys leave, we're going to sign this right quick.
We just want to say we're thankful for the opportunity.
And we're glad y'all are getting some use of that.
It's finally getting rolling.
Or you leave. Either one.
Thank you.
We've got 6 minutes until we start our next public hearing. We will move to item number 22. consider and take necessary action regarding burn ban in Marion County.
I don't think we've been quiet enough.
So I'm scattered from the east end to the west end, the property and different things. And the east end?
Hasn't received.
The west end is doing really well towards the west end. It seems like would probably be okay, but you can't do it.
You can't split 59, so you can burn on the west side.
So I just err on the side of caution.
The city marshal implemented burn ban last week. Our numbers aren't there. I would rather us continue to stay under a burn ban for the foreseeable future until either the numbers get better or we get a significant amount of rain countywide. I know, as you stated, a lot of those precincts are broken up. The implementation of the burn ban was a cautionary procedure. The governor has entered us into a state of disaster because of the numbers just aren't in favor of not having a burn ban. So it's my recommendation to keep it, and I need that in a motion. I also need in the motion to be lifted at the county judge's discretion. So in the event we get a bunch of rain one night, obviously I'll call and let you guys know that it's my recommendation to pull it, but I would need authorization to do that from this court.
I make a motion that we continue to keep the burn ban in place and give the county judge authority to lift it as needed at the time.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You have 4 minutes. That I can help this out for you in 4 minutes. A proclamation, September 2025, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, whereas mental health is a vital component of overall well-being, and every individual deserves access to support and resources to lead healthy, fulfilling lives. And whereas suicide remains a leading cause of death nationally and locally, impacting individuals, families, and communities across all ages, backgrounds, and circumstances. And whereas community health corps committed to promoting mental health awareness, reducing stigma, and providing compassionate, comprehensive care to those in need. Whereas the Zero Suicide Initiative at Community Health Corps is a nationally recognized framework dedicated to eliminating suicide among those at risk through evidence-based practices, integrated care, and continuous quality improvement. And whereas September 2025 is designated as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, time to raise awareness, foster hope, and strengthen community efforts to prevent suicide. Therefore, I, Judge Leewood DeFleur, proclaim September 2025 as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in Marion County. We call upon all residents, organizations, and institutions to join us in promoting mental health, supporting those affected by suicide, and actively participating in Zero Suicide Initiative to save lives and build resilient communities. Together we can make a difference. Every life matters. Signed on the 25th day of August 2025, and I need Commissioner's Court approval to sign this proclamation.
Motion to approve the proclamation declaring the month of September as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month and to be signed by our county judge.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Would you like a picture?
Yes, please.
Come on. We got 2 minutes.
How are you?
Gentlemen, do y'all want to come up here? Okay. We'll get something else down here back here. Main street is down right here.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, you need this,
don't
you?
I do.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I'll be sending an email to you.
I know y'all are here. I wanted to take just 30 seconds.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
To introduce Heidi Riggs. She is our she's been with Community Health Corps, but she's our suicide prevention coordinator. So she's worked in the community to make sure that people are identified that might be in a crisis situation. We also have a new person on staff that's called our loss team coordinators. We're getting volunteers in our communities. If anyone has experienced a suicide, we are getting people with lived experiences or have had family members that have died of suicide and making sure that they are connected to resources. So just wanted to let you know about that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all y'all do.
Thank you.
second longest minute in the world.
There it is.
All right. The time is now 9:15. We are moving out of the public hearing to consider continuing to fund the preservation and restoration of records archive plan 2026 for the county clerk. There is no participation in that hearing. We are now moving to item number 3, 9:15 a.m., public hearing for proposed 2026 Marion County budget. I believe I have two people signed up to speak on that. The first one is Ms. Dina Carroll.
Good morning, Commissioners. Judge, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come up. I know you probably already put the final ink on it, but I wanted the time to come and cast a wide net because we're doing that at the city as well. Also, I wanted to bring back to your attention something we had talked about last year. But to start, the 2025-26 budget request for recommendations are for Friends of Jefferson Animals. 2025, you guys generously gave us an allotment of $14,000 from the COVID funds. In 2026, we would request $20,000 for Friends of Jefferson for the work we do. $3,000 is a new line item. I'll go over that. $7,000, also a new line item. To the left, you'll see the analogy of an umbrella. Underneath that umbrella, all of that is considered animal welfare. To the right, you'll see strays, injured animals, cruelty cases, and neglect cases. Those generally fall to an animal control person. And then you see that little yellow one, rabies control authority. That is mandated by law. We just recently had several conversations with the city council, and I believe they're going to try to bestow that upon Chief Perez. But to the right, you see all those things in blue. Fostering, bedding, rehab, and homing, transports, TNR, which is our trap, neuter, spay, return, rehoming, lost and found, spay, neuter, vaccine programs, and the programs for spay, neuter. That's all under what we would consider animal rescue. For the past 5 years, the county has gotten everything except the rabies control from Friends of Jefferson and at no cost. In 2025, you generously invested the $14,000. While very helpful, it's still much less than what neighboring communities are paying for similar services. In fact, most shelters do not even assist with county animal issues unless instructed to do so by the county authorities in the cases in such of animal seizures, hoarding, neglect, cruelty, etc. We are asking that you increase your funding for FOJA due to the scope of the issues and the services FOJA provides for Marion County. That yellow item is required by state law. The Rabies Control Authority is the person who responds to bites to investigate and determine the best course of action. That action might include catch, confinement, transport of dangerous animals, according to Section 826. This person can be a peace officer, but does not have to be, according to the Texas Health and Safety Code of Section 826. This person could be an animal rescue person. Whoever it is, they must be trained, equipped, and pre-vaccinated against rabies. I'm here to volunteer myself for that because we all know I'm generally the one that gets the call. The city of Jefferson recently began this process with Chief Perez and he has information regarding costs. If you'd like, you may please call him as our number may be off. The $3,000 line item we are recommending would allow the county to contract with another property equipped to shelter, clinic, and to impound dangerous dogs and if necessary, humanely euthanize them. I would like to add to that that Harrison County did have a case of rabies this past, 3 months, and that's what that mainly is referring to in the event of a dangerous dog or a rabid one, or cat, because in their case it was a cat. And if necessary, humanely euthanize and send required samples off for testing. Both Marshall and Longview have proper facilities. Contracts with both are recommended in the event that one has no space. Does Marion County need a rabies control officer? Our authority, yes, it is required by law. Since January 1st of this year, there have been 21 dog bites out in the county. These are often animals with no record of rabies vaccination. They must be impounded for observation or humane euthanasia and testing. And we know this because we've requested all the logs from the Sheriff's Department as well as the city. Does Marion County need a contract for impoundment and disposal? Yes. The Rabies Control Authority appointee will most likely need a proper place to hold dangerous dogs. Marion County has no such properly equipped location. Of the 21 bites in the county, more than half of them happened after the Marion County Sheriff's Office had previously responded to an animal call in that general location. If officers had somewhere to take the dangerous dogs and someone to take them to or are on those earlier calls, perhaps our neighbors would have been spared injury and possible rabies exposure. This is another great step forward and a long-term solution for the residents of Marion County. And below you see the Marion County animal-related calls January 1st through August 23rd. The calls to the Marion County Sheriff's Office total 117. Of those calls, 73% were county and 27% were city. Animal cruelty and neglect totaled 17 calls. All of those accounted for the county. Human injury calls, 70% were county and 30 of those were city. To add to that, I'd like to say just this morning I got a call from Precinct 3 about 7 puppies needing desperate help. Just this weekend I got a call about one adult towards Smithland. I would presume that's still either Precinct 3 in the highway. I also got a call about 13 puppies in Precinct 4. 4 puppies at the corner of 729 and 726, 1 male adult dog dragging a chain on 49 East, and 7 we currently have in our care from Precinct 1. So that means I have 24 puppies that need help and 2 adults if I can catch them. I have a total of 7 right now in my care. Just yesterday we sent 20 from the county off on a transport to New York. 10 of those were from Crestwood, 8 were from Pine Harbor, 1 was from 49 East towards Smithland, and 1 was out from close to Dalton and Dalton's Corner. All 20 of those animals that went to New York were county animals. And again, in a city setting, most counties aren't afforded that luxury unless a rescue steps in to help. A shelter doesn't provide that. So in addition to the spay neutering of countless others, we continue to work to help the county, and we just would like to ask that we be considered moving forward. And thank you for everything you've done.
Next we have Ashley May.
Good morning. I am a volunteer volunteer. I work closely with Dina, mostly out in the county. But I'm also the director of our Woodstock fundraiser, which is the big fundraiser for FOJA. It's really the only big one that we have in the county right now. So I just want to thank you guys so much for your contribution last year. It made a big difference for us, and it's making a big difference for us. It allows us to help the people that reach out to us that need help. So we help the animals, and we're also helping the people when we do that. I also want to invite you all to Woodstock to come out and show your support for us and have a good time and help support the community. So thank you for your contributions, and we hope that you can continue to look at us and support us moving forward. Thank you.
First week of November.
Yep, November 8th.
First week of November.
No, second. November 8th. Second Saturday.
Have any other matters concerning the county budget? We have about 8 minutes. So, Rod, can you knock yours out in 8 minutes?
I can.
All right. Move item number 18, Brian Adams, CPA, PLLC, present audited financial statements for the year ending December 31st, 2024.
I'll keep it short and sweet. I'm here to present the audit results for 2024.
Thank you.
The loose letter for the audit. You've probably heard this before, but it's just standard communications to you, Commissioner's Court, about how the audit process went. Back of it is the audit adjustments. So if I encounter any difficulties in getting the information I needed, any disagreements about the audit adjustments needed, it would be disclosed here, but this is all boilerplate. Everything went smooth, type of report here. So no issues with that letter. Pages 1, 2, and 3, independent auditor's report. Again, this is an unmodified, clean, so to speak, audit opinion. So the second paragraph on page 1 basically spells that out. My opinion is that financial statements herein are presented fairly in all material respects. So no issues with the audit report. Quickly go over the financials, focusing on the general fund and road and bridge fund. You turn to page 11. Cash is at the very top. Both general fund and road and bridge had a slight decrease in cash, both less than 5%, but still a little decrease in cash. Liabilities largely unchanged. Fund balances at the very bottom, from general fund, a little over 2.9 million. This equals 7.3 months of 2024 expenditures. And so that's still it went down compared to the prior year, but that's still a very healthy fund balance for general fund. And even healthier for the road and bridge fund, that fund balance of a little over a million is equal to 9.4 months of 2024 expenditures. So good, healthy fund balances for both the funds. If you turn to page 13, revenues for both the general fund and road and bridge fund were up by 3% for the general fund, up by 13% for the road and bridge fund. And both were due to increased property taxes. Road and bridge fund expenses, $1,343,000, actually decreased $15,000 compared to the prior year. So that's very good results when you consider the inflationary times that we live in. General fund, total expenditures came up $4,810,000. Just a little bit here and there in every department. General government's up $39,000. Overall expenditures up $116,000. But bottom line, third line from the bottom, you'll see the net change of fund balance. It's near break even for both your two main funds. A slight increase of $7K for the general fund and a slight decrease of $15K for the road and bridge fund. But when you compare that to your final amended budgets for both funds, you still came out with a net positive. You budgeted for a decrease of $116,000 for general fund and your decrease of $47,000 for the road and bridge fund. So no issues there. The other thing I'd like to point out is the American Rescue Plan Act fund, the four column. Last year you spent down the majority of your COVID funding. And since it was over $750,000, it triggered additional examinations by me to make sure you're doing proper reporting how you spent the funds to the Department of Treasury. And so the report's a little thicker than prior years because I have extra reports in here. But that will eventually go to zero, the fund balance for that fund, as you continue to spend down the rest. So last thing, if you turn to page 55 near the back, this is the schedule of findings and questions costs. So if I discovered any findings or deficiencies with the spending of the COVID funds, it would be disclosed here. And so you'll see a bunch of no's on this report saying there was no deficiencies noted. So all no's here is a good thing. So there's no issues with the spending of the COVID funds discovered by my examinations. And there's one final step where me and Shannon will electronically submit your audit to the Federal Audit Clearinghouse. So this will go to them and show that you properly spent your funds. Okay. Any questions?
And not action items. Right. So the gist of it, in layman's terms, is we're healthy, we're debt free, and nobody's stealing, and nobody's wasting. That's a good thing. You guys have any questions for Mr. Adler? And thank you very much for doing this for us every year.
My pleasure.
Guys, we're not required by any statute or law to do this, but it is very important that people of this county that pay taxes know that we're doing everything we can to spend the money as wisely as possible. Yes,
definitely best practice.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Another one. Does anyone here speak on item number three? Public hearing proposed 2026 Marion County budget.
Judge, I'd just like to add to the thing that I mentioned about the rabies control. The money that would be requested would be for training for myself, and I would also suggest that if Florentino does not want to wear yet another hat, that I'd be happy to cover both city and county since CSO. I would need training, proper equipment in the event of a rabid dog or dangerous dog, and then a vaccine in the event that I was bitten.
I heard that thing's pretty rough.
That can be.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, I've only been bitten once, it was by a kitten. But, you know, a God willing, that would never happen.
Sure.
If you had proper training and proper equipment, but it can. So I would be willing to cover that for both city and county, and that might be something that city and county could split the difference on. So I forgot to mention that.
All right. The time is now 9:30. We are now out of the public hearing for the proposed 2026 Marion County budget, and we are now opening the public hearing for the 2025 tax rate of 0.535875. Do we have anyone that would like to make any public comments on our tax rate? We got everything else done, and we can sit here for a few minutes. I would believe we can move on if no one is here to speak.
See, why not?
I don't see any problem with that.
Go ahead and get mine knocked out.
Is there anyone here to speak on public hearing for the 2025 tax rate of 0.535875? Do you guys have any problems moving forward?
No, sir.
Let's move along. Shannon, do you have any problem with us moving forward? Insurance costs. I believe I'm the only elected or employee in the county that can afford to put my family on a health insurance plan. And there's something wrong with that. So, at a future date, since this is on the agenda now, I'll put that actually on the agenda and we'll sit down and talk that out. Now, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for the approval of the tax 2025-2026 renewal notice and benefit confirmation for the medical, dental, vision, life, retiree coverage, waiting period, and COBRA administration authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12. Adopt the 2026 Marion County budget. I'll entertain any questions.
Motion to adopt the 2026 Marion County budget.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Gentlemen, we're going to scoot back up to item number 6. Skip that. Approve order to adopt county clerk's record archival plan for the fiscal year 2026.
We're not making any changes from last year. Everything we're projecting about the same. It was actually a little less so far, but we're just going to keep everything the same.
I'm going to motion to adopt the county clerk's records archival plan for the fiscal year 2026.
Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm just keeping you a little pile.
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
All right, item number 13, adopt the 2025 tax rate for Marion County.
Increased by the adoption rate of 0.538775, which is effectively a 3.43% increase in the tax rate. Our general fund rate, 0.4544015. Our road and bridge rate, 0.0814760. For a total 2023 rate of 0.535875. This tax rate will raise more taxes for maintenance and operations than last year's tax rate. The tax rate will effectively be raised by 3.17% and will raise taxes for maintenance and operations on a $100,000 home by approximately $0.00.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. While we're on that subject, y'all know I have a rock in my crawl over the Texas State Legislature. Right now, we raised the property tax rate to 3.5 the year before last, or the year before that. The increase was up by 8.5
0.00%. Texas legislature is now in a special session to lower that from 3.5 to 2.5, which initially ensures that every commissioner's court in all 254 counties will essentially raise their property tax rate by 2.5% each and every year just to keep up with inflation. So that's what it is.
Hold on. We got a problem. Hang on just a second. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Well, don't turn on speaker with the problem.
No.
Let me know first.
It's okay. You just need to do an amendment.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here. You just take it.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. All right. What you got?
He just needs to amend that motion.
Amend it and say.
He needs to amend that motion because he said 2023 tax rate. That was
the top rate. Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You back 2 years.
Amend the motion to adopt the rate would be 2025.
Okay, motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson.
I read this.
I thought that's what you said.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 14, ratify that the adopted 2026 budget will raise more property, total property taxes than last year's property taxes by $251,928. Which is 5.65% increase from last year's budget, and that $110,710 is tax revenue to be raised from new property taxes added to the tax roll this year. I'll entertain any questions and a motion.
Make a motion to adopt the 2026 budget will raise more total property taxes than last year's property taxes by $251,928, which is 5.65% increase from last year's budget, and that $110,710 is tax revenue to be raised for new property added to the tax roll this year.
Second. Motion by Lee, second by Webb. All in favor?
Any
opposed? Motion carries. Item number 15, consider for approval auto liability, auto physical damage, and general liability renewal questionnaire for December 2025 through December 2026 through the TAC risk management pool authorized the county judge to sign. This is a questionnaire we do every year for our auto physical liability insurance. What we do is we send in the information and they send us the quote.
Make a motion to approve auto liability, auto physical damage, and general liability renewal questionnaire for December 2025 through December 2026 through TAC risk management pool authorizing county judge to sign.
Second. Motion by Patterson, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 16, consider for approval IntelliChoice Incorporating, doing business as eForce, a software product license and services agreement through by board contract number 6692, TAC 23, at cost of $173,616.07, authorizing the Sheriff David Capps to sign. You guys have any questions? This is a software changeover. He talked about it during his budget process.
Something he needs, we don't understand.
That's right. The only thing we understand about is very expensive.
Motion to approve. Motion for the approval of IntelliChoice Incorporated doing business as E4 Software Product License and Service Agreement through Buy Board Contract Number 692-23 at a cost of $173,616.07 and authorizing our Sheriff David Capps to sign.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 17, consider for approval amendment of special district tax fund for purchase of Sheriff's Department software, eForce.
Just approve the same.
Well, we just bought it, now we got to pay for it.
Make a motion for the approval amendment of the special district tax fund for purchase of the Sheriff's Department software and for issue.
Second. Motion by Lee, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number executive session per 551.071 regarding national prescription opioid litigation, MDL number 2804, to visit with the county attorney.
We'll see if anybody else is.
Come on, we're done.
All right, the time is now 9:51 a.m. We are out of executive session. No votes were taken, no decisions were made while we were in executive session. We will move on to item number 20. Consider for approval authorizing the county judge to sign exhibit case subdivision participation and release form for a national opioid settlement with Purdue Sacklers in the matter of national prescription opioid litigation, MDL number 2804.
Make a motion for the approval of the authorizing county judge to sign exhibit K subdivision participation and release form for the national opioid settlement with Purdue Sacklers in the matter of national prescription opiate litigation, MDL number 2804.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let me just say, make sure we did everything. We got everything done. All through, all done.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Lee Ann. All in favor? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.